Okay, check your clocks. They should read 1930 UTC. And that, of course, is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and guess what? It has been raining. It's been raining this morning. What the hell is that over there? Is that a frog? In the parking lot? What was that? We gotta go check that out. Anyway, yeah, it's been raining all morning, and I've been trying to time this just right so that we could come outside when it stopped raining. It hasn't stopped raining, but it has gotten less rainy. What the hell's going on over there? Is there a frog over there? Or are those just birds? I see birds hopping around. Are they hassling a frog, or what's the deal? Yeah, so anyway, let's get out of the car. I gotta go over here and just check this out real quick, because this is making me a little bit insane. Did I hallucinate a frog? Oh, there's a yellow birdie. I am getting rained on, and I have had an interesting morning. I actually went to the store in the rain, because there's nothing else to do. Okay, surely I was hallucinating. And what I thought was a frog had to have been a bird, because I'm not seeing any frogs over here. And why would there be frogs in the parking lot anyway? That doesn't make any damn sense. But I am standing here anyway, staring at the ground, looking for the mysterious frog. Alright, if you haven't guessed, I did come to Heron Haven. I'm wearing my blue shirt and my blue shorts. Very much blue day. I'm standing in front of the building. Lots of beautiful flowers. And I'm looking at all these plants to see if there's any praying mantises out and about. Because this is the time for mantises. We start to find them in August. Well, actually, we tend to start to find them a little bit earlier. And we got tons of them by halfway through August. I'm looking around, and I don't see any. And I'm becoming damp. Alright, so let's, maybe if we head into the forest, we can get under some cover and be a little bit drier. As I walk around the building, there are birds back here at the picnic tables. That dove didn't want to fly away. He was like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just hanging out. And there's some more birds running around down there. And I'm just going to stand here amongst the picnic tables. So I'm looking for fungus. I'm looking for mushrooms. Now, I don't know how long it's been raining. Who's running around down there? Is that just a bird? I think it's just a bird. I do have my glasses. Oh, and you'll be glad to know that I did remember to bring my camera. Man, is it raining heavier now? What's going on? Yeah, lots of birds. Lots of birds hopping around. I'm not sure how long it's been raining, so I don't know if we'll actually find any mushroom action. It was raining when I got up, which was like 10 a.m. And I don't know if it rained before that or if it rained overnight. Not sure. All right, but now we're walking into the forest. All right, yeah, walked around the dragonfly pond here. It's just full of duckweed. It's not very full, so, you know, obviously, we haven't been getting a lot of rain or anything. And we are now officially in the forest. Yeah! Walking around in the forest in the rain. My favorite thing to do in the world. The only way this could be any better is as if I had a cup of tea. And I could be, oh yes, I'm walking through the forest in the rain with a cup of tea. because that's what I do. My name's Tobe. I'm the tea drinking in the forest when it's raining guy. That's what it says on my name tag. Hello, my name is Tobe, the walking around in the forest drinking tea in the rain guy. I'm walking really slowly through here, and I'm trying to look through all the foliage, all the leaves, all the branches, because on days like this, we tend to find deer. Deer just standing around, or very often just literally sitting around, sitting on the ground. It smells really good. It's raining like crazy, but it smells like, what do I smell? Not jasmine. What? But something flowery. Where's these flowers that I'm smelling? I'm walking by elderberry bushes. There are some elderberries turning purple, ripening up. These will be yummy bird food and yummy mati food. I also can smell a lot of wet dirt. Oh, and look over here. Here's some teeny tiny teeny tiny mushrooms. A whole flush of them. Probably about 50 tiny mushrooms. All that could fit under my hand, because each mushroom is only about 2 millimeters in diameter. Tops. Those are the big ones. Tiny, tiny mushrooms. Ooh! White jellies. I found some white jellies on the log. Yay, white jellies. So we are seeing some mushrooms. The forest is still very green. It is at max growth. All the plants are as big as they're going to get. It's all downhill from here. Yeah, and here's some stuff that's starting to wilt and turn brown. But as I walk up into the crossroads here, man, everything is just super tall, super green, super messed up. Can't see anywhere. Everything is blind. It's great. That's why we run into animals, because everything is blind and they can't hear my approach, even though I'm talking. All right, I'm walking through the cut. I'm walking through the berry zone. Are there berries? Where's all the other berries? Here's gooseberry bushes, but all the gooseberries have been eaten. Looks like all the strawberries have been eaten. There's some elderberries over there. Yummy, yummy, yum, yums. Oh, this is weird. What is this? As I walk out of the cut, oh, god damn it. No! The Mulhall's property has all been mowed. There's nothing out here except for a trailer. Why is there a trailer parked here? It's a small trailer. And it's got a logo on the side. Guess what it says? Troop 99, Mid-America Council, Omaha, NE. Boy Scouts. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will be aware of how I feel about Boy Scouts. Let's just say I'm not a fan for many, many reasons, including but not limited to their stance against the LGBTQ plus community, their stance against anyone who is not crispy white, anyone who is not a Christian, etc., etc., etc. Oh, okay, so now I'm walking out towards the boardwalk. I'm on the path. There's little bits of white jelly sticking out of some of these logs. Not anything amazing, not like massive flushes or anything, just little bits. And as I come around the corner, I can see ducks in the sub pond. Oh, there's a big frog on the path too. He's a thug.
Let's check the water levels. Yeah, the water level's a little bit higher than normal, but not anything worth writing home about. How many ducks are back here? There's a dozen. There's a few more. There's a good 20 ducks hanging out, doing duck stuff. There's other little birds doing flippy-dippy stuff in all the little branches here. And we're heading out towards the boardwalk. What do we got going on out here? I thought the rain was gonna stop. I am still getting fairly heavily rained on. And as we step out here, it's gonna be worse. Wow, these arrowhead plants are huge. Cattails, huge. Lots of cattails. Lots of arrowhead. Cattails went crazy. All right, I'm out on the boardwalk. I see one duck way over there. There might be some ducks sitting on a log under the cover way over there. Nothing else is going on here. I'm gonna step out a few steps. Lots of giant frogs in the water staring up at me. And as I step out and look back into the reeds, into the cattails, I am seeing chewed up cattails. I am seeing the evidence of scratties. Okay, so that's good news, right? We like scratties. Look at these frogs. Jesus, look at this frog. Oh my God. That frog is like 40 kilos. No, he's not 40 kilos. He's like he's a quarter kilo tops. And there's a froggy hiding back in there. I can see him. Hi, froggy. Is the rain finally letting up? It might be a little bit. I'm going to walk out here a little bit further. There is still construction going on the bridge for West Maple Road, where it goes over the creek right here by Herrenhaven. There's heavy equipment up on Maple Street. And I've come out to the Septagon or whatever it is. Yeah, there's some duckies hiding in under the bushes way over there on the other side of the lake. And yeah, there's nothing else going on out here. Why are we looking for water dudes in the rain? Water dudes are already in the water. Rain is water that comes out of the sky. Isn't this fun? Why am I even bringing this up? I don't know. We're turning around. We're heading back into the forest. I'm gonna wave at some of these giant frogs. Hi. Hey, how are you? Hey, how's it going? Dude, I haven't seen you in a while. All right. Okay, so we waved at some frogs. And we are now coming off the boardwalk back into the forest, where we can hear little drops of rain hitting the leaves in the canopy and all around us. Jeez, this area has grown up a little bit. Man. Okay, so back to the sub pond here. Look to our right. A bunch of ducks, mostly teals. Yeah, well, all teals. I don't see any mallards or any other types of ducks. You know, not that I'm a duck expert or anything, but I generally know the ducks that live here. Okay, let's look in that hole. That hole's not been used. All right, oh, here's some of those white jellies again. Hi, white jellies! What's in there? What's that? Is there something on that log? No, that's just leaves. Okay. Across the land bridge we go. Ah! Raindrop right into my eye. Direct hit. Alright, what's going on in the billabong? Nothing. It's a little full. There's little fishies eating. There's birds. in these trees. Hi, birdie. And there's a puddle in the path. Okay, so crossed the land bridge. Now we walk down the odoriferous corridor, which smells like smells like wet wood. Smells like wet trees. Quel surprise. I rhymed in two languages. Wow, take that, rappers. I can rhyme across languages. Wow, lots of little mushrooms in here. All those teeny tiny tiny ones. All right, into the wall blind. But we cannot go all the way in because there's a web in the way here. So we're gonna grab a stick. I'm not actually disrupting anything here. If I break this, no, okay, good, we're cool. All right, into the wall blind we go. Black walnuts laying around on the ground. About all I can see in the billabong. Is that a frog? It's a frog on a log. That's about it. Okay, so I guess it's frog day. Frog day at Harrenhaven. Walking around in the rain. But speaking of rhyming and rapping, I have some small knowledge of the French language. Je ne parle français très bien. Juste un peu. Mais c'est la vie, n'est-ce pas? Way. Yeah? Way. And I like to speak French in various accents, but not the French accent. What am I doing? Standing here, looking down into Frog Harbor. But you know, I was thinking. One very popular phoneme in the French language is A. That's a very popular sound in French, A. And you can write that sound about 20 different ways. E-R, E-Z, E-S, E-S-T, A-I-X, among many other ways to go about doing it. I thought I saw a snake. That's not a snake, that's just a branch that has fungus on it. Interesting. Well, because words ending in the sound A are very popular in French, or at least very populous. Seems like that would be an easy language to write poetry in, and or rap. I'm standing here where the path does its funny bend, and I'm looking up into the onto the ledge. Can't tell if there's anybody up there or not. But this is another place where we got to start really paying attention and looking deep into the forest, because this is where we do run into deer. And they say, oh, hi. And I say, oh, hello. You are my deer buddy. And they say, you can't prove it. Here's more of these tiny, tiny little mushrooms busting out. And I'm looking through the trees and the leaves, looking for little deers. I don't see any. Where could they be hiding? Actually, this is where we stop and we start slowly looking around. because I smell something. Which way is the wind blowing? There's somebody in here. I can smell deer now. Where are you? Where are you, buddy? I know you're in here. See, the problem is, in this little area, this is a good place for deer to hide, and they know it. Because on my right is this lovely, dense, foresty bits between the turtle reproduction pond and Frog Harbor. You can't get back, people can't get back there. It's dense, you can't even see back there. There's so many trees and leaves. So there could be a deer or two or three back there and I wouldn't be able to see them. And I am looking. They could be behind me. On my left, you know, we got, they get up there up on that ledge. I'm going to keep walking. I can't see anything. And I'm off the scent, too. They're back there. They're back there. Ooh, I got wind. Which way is the wind blowing? Wind is blowing in my face. Okay. Some white jellies on that log. And now I'm standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's some leaves on it. Some of these trees are starting to lose leaves, I guess. Looking down into the turtle reproduction pond, I'm seeing nothing but frogs on logs, and there is a duck back there, way back there. Getting rained on. Something I enjoy. Okay, now what do I want to do? I think we're going to go... Wow, what was that? Oh. You know? Yeah. That was a walnut falling. Yeah, okay. This is... I should have anticipated this, but I wasn't quite thinking. It is the middle of August. Hey, there's some spiderwort popping up by that tree. Cool. Is there any mushrooms up on this path? I want to walk up this path, but I'm afraid. Yeah, screw it. Let's go. It is that time of year. We need to start watching out for squirrels who think it's funny to drop walnuts on you. What was that? I could have sworn I just heard an animal sneeze. Like, that sounded like my cat sneezing. What the hell? What the hell? As he looks up. Damn squirrels. You know what? Screw this. I'm going back to figure out what that sneeze sound was. It sounded like a dude sneezing. Gonna walk up this trail instead. Anyway, as I was saying, you gotta watch out for squirrel bombers this time of year. Okay, this is where I heard that sound. It was right around in here. Who's hiding back here? Who's hiding and sneezing back here? Don't see much of anything. All right, let's go back to the blind. Yeah, it's squirrel bombing season. This squirrel's around here. Man, they think it is absolutely hilarious to drop walnuts on you. And let me just say, yeah, it's funny. The concept is funny. I mean, it's squirrel conceptual humor. Let's drop walnuts on people. But what you don't realize is that it's very painful. Alright, into the blind we go. Anything happening in out here today? Looks like the rain is letting up a little bit. Water level's a little high, but, you know, nothing to write home about. Is that a snapper floating out there? Is that thing moving, or is that just my imagination? Let's see, what's going on over in the delta? Nothing happening in the delta. Anything happening right here on this log, right in front of me? Not that I can tell. Yes, that is a snapper moving out there. Out there at the end of the new log, and there's a snapper floating around. Stuck his head up. I see you. You ain't tricky. He thinks he's tricky. And he is awesome. But there's no other action going on out here. There's nothing on the logs. There's just nothing. I was hoping we'd find some stuff. I'm just getting wet for no reason. Alright. So I'm going to turn around, leave the blind, walk up the path, and I'm going to start heading on out of here. I think I'm going to go home and eat some barbecue and potato salad. That's what I bought today at the store. Got some barbecued pork, some pulled pork, and I got some little T-buns. My little breads, so I can make little sandwiches. Little barbecue pork sandwiches with my yummy homemade sauce. And, what else did I buy? Oh, I bought some crisp rice cereal. I bought some graham crackers. And I bought a loaf of that bread. Oat nut bread. Seems like I got something else, too. I didn't actually buy any tea, because I have lots. And what else did I get? I didn't buy any ravioli. I was thinking about buying a steak, but then I didn't. I should have, because it's a nice, cool day. I could have cooked inside. I got to get back. That'll happen soon enough. As soon as it cools down, as soon as summer stops being summer, I can go back to eating winter food, which is rice. Yummy hot rice and yummy vegetables and sometimes some steak. That's so yummy. All right, I didn't see any deer. We're back to Frog Harbor, and there's big frogs thugging around. Walnuts on the ground. There's going to be a lot more walnuts in the ground here in another couple weeks. And isn't this fun? What is that sound? That just must be winds aloft. Okay, so I'm about to exit the back 40 here. And we're going to come out onto there's a cardinal in the tree right here. Hello! Back onto the land bridge. I'm going to head home. I'm going to turn on the radio to see if I can listen to any more music, because when I went to the store today, I actually got to hear two songs. I got to hear Jumpin' Jack Flash on the way there, and on the way back, Lola by the Kinks. And we're at the crossroads, but we're at that point where I need to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm at Heron Haven, but I'm going home. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.